Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Ram Golda, and there Masechet Kedushin, Daf Ayin, the fourth parak, Asara Yochasin. This daf has been sponsored as a schus for all the men, women, and children in Eretz Yisrael who have been taken hostage, that they be quickly freed, and for all those injured in the attacks, that they should have a refuah shleima. So the three daps are going to focus on number one. Rabbi Baruch Hanna said, anyone who marries a woman who's not genealogically fit for him, the Torah considers him as if he plowed the entire world and sowed it with salt, as the Pasuk says regarding people who could not identify their ancestry. And these are those who ascended from Tel Melech, Tel Harsha, Darshan is the words, Koresh and Melech. Rav said, anyone who marries a woman unfit for him, for the sake of money, he'll have children who are unfit, which he supports from a pasuk. He further darshans that pasuk to add that he will lose any money he gained from her, as well as her own money, in as little as a month. The Gemara also says about one who marries a woman unfit for him, Eliyahu kofso v'kosh baruch roso, Eliyahu ties him and Hashem whips him. Atana says that Eliyahu writes and Hashem signs about such people, Oilo Uposla Zaro, woe to him who disqualifies his children, Ulopogemes Mishpachta, and who taints his family, Unoisi Isha Shein Hoganaswa, and who marries a woman unfit for him. Point number two, the above Tana concludes, the Koha Posol Pasol, and anyone who declares others genealogically disqualified is himself disqualified, Veinu Medaver Beshvacho Le'olam, and never speaks praises of others. Shmuel added, Bemumo Posol, it's with his own blemish that he disqualifies others. The Gemara relates a story in which a man from the Ardal asked to purchase meat in a butcher shop in Pumadisa. He was told to wait for the attendant of Rav Yehuda Bar Yechezkel to take, and he reacted by denigrating Rav Yehuda, calling him Yehuda Bar Shavizkel, implying the glutton, after which Rav Yehuda placed a ban on him. When he was told the man regularly called people slaves, Rav Yehuda announced that the man himself was a slave based on Shmuel's principle, as Rav Yehuda later explained. The man summoned Rav Yehuda to court before Rav Nachman, and the Gemara relates how Rav Yehuda posed numerous challenges to Rav Nachman's use of unusual language and practices. And point number three, after Rav Yehuda defended banning the man from the Arda for demeaning his attendant, he explained that he declared him a slave based on Shmuel's principle, that one disqualifies others with the blemish he himself possesses. The man objected to being called a slave, saying he was actually a descendant of the Chashmonaim. Rav Yehuda then quoted Shmuel, Kol da amar medabes Chashmonai kasina, avdahu. Anyone who says, I'm from the family of the Chashmonaim, is in fact a slave. Although his testimony could not be accepted since it was given after the case arose, he told them Rav Masna agrees with him. Rav Masna, who had not been in Nardav for 13 years, arrived that day and confirmed the statement, adding that after Herod, a slave, massacred the family of the Chashmonaim, one maiden survived, climbed to the rooftop, and declared that anyone claiming to be a descendant of the Chashmonaim is actually a slave, whereupon she fell off the roof and died. The man was then declared to be a slave. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, Rabbi Baruch Hanna said, anyone who marries a woman who's not genealogically fit for him, the Torah considers him as if he plowed the entire world and sowed it with salt, as the Pasuk says regarding people who could not identify their ancestry, and these are those who ascended from Tel Melech, Tel Harsha, Darshan is the words, Choresh and Melech. Rav said, anyone who marries a woman unfit for him, for the sake of money, he'll have children who are unfit, which he supports from a pasuk. He further darshans that pasuk to add that he will lose any money he gained from her, as well as her own money, in as little as a month. The Gemara also says about one who marries a woman unfit for him, Eliyahu kofso v'kosh baruch roso, Eliyahu ties him and Hashem whips him. Atana says that Eliyahu writes and Hashem signs about such people, Oilo Uposla Zaro, woe to him who disqualifies his children, Ulopogemes Mishpachta, and who taints his family, Unoisi Isha Shein Hoganaswa, and who marries a woman unfit for him. Point number two, the above Tana concludes, the Koha Posol Pasol, and anyone who declares others genealogically disqualified is himself disqualified, Veinu Medaver Beshvacho Le'olam, and never speaks praises of others. Shmuel added, Bemumo Posol, it's with his own blemish that he disqualifies others. The Gemara relates a story in which a man from the Ardal asked to purchase meat in a butcher shop in Pumadisa. He was told to wait for the attendant of Rav Yehuda Bar Yechezkel to take, and he reacted by denigrating Rav Yehuda, calling him Yehuda Bar Shavizkel, implying the glutton, after which Rav Yehuda placed a ban on him. When he was told the man regularly called people slaves, Rav Yehuda announced that the man himself was a slave based on Shmuel's principle, as Rav Yehuda later explained. The man summoned Rav Yehuda to court before Rav Nachman, and the Gemara relates how Rav Yehuda posed numerous challenges to Rav Nachman's use of unusual language and practices. And point number three, after Rabbi Yehuda defended banning the man from the Arda for demeaning his attendant, he explained that he declared him a slave based on Shmuel's principle, that one disqualifies others with a blemish he himself possesses. The man objected to being called a slave, saying he was actually a descendant of the Chashmonaim. Rabbi Yehuda then quoted Shmuel, Kol da amar medabes Chashmonai kasina avdahu. Anyone who says, I'm from the family of the Chashmonaim, is in fact a slave. Although his testimony could not be accepted since it was given after the case arose, he told them Rav Masna agrees with him. Rav Masna, who had not been in Narda for 13 years, arrived that day and confirmed the statement, adding that after Herod, a slave, massacred the family of the Chashmonaim, one maiden survived, climbed to the rooftop, and declared that anyone claiming to be a descendant of the Chashmonaim is actually a slave, whereupon she fell off the roof and died. The man was then declared to be a slave. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Ayin, and our standard Siman is an eye doctor, So here goes. The eye doctor, who could see in his patient's eyes that he was marrying for money, was startled when an irritated patient waiting to be seen called the doctor a slave, to which the doctor called him a slave, because this man always bragged that he was a descendant of the Chashmonaim. Once again, slow motion. The eye doctor, that must be more in Daf Ayin. The eye doctor who could see in his patient's eyes that he was marrying for money, which reminds us, Rav said, Kol noisi isha l'shum mamon, anyone who marries a woman unfit for him for the sake of money, havin l'obanim she'enim huganim, he'll have children who are unfit, which he supports from a pasuk. He further darshans that pasuk to add that he'll lose money he gained from her as well as her own money in as little as a month. So the eye doctor could see in his patient's eyes that he was marrying for money, was startled when an irritated patient waiting to be seen called the doctor a slave, to which the doctor called him a slave, which reminds us, Shmuel says, Kol haposel b'muma posel. Anyone who disqualifies, it's with his own blemish that he disqualifies others. The Gemara brings the story of the man who called Rabbi Yehuda bar Yechezkel's attendant a slave, and how Rabbi Yehuda banned this man and called him a slave. So the eye doctor could see in his patient's eyes that he was marrying for money, was startled when an irritated patient waiting to be seen called the doctor a slave, to which the doctor called him a slave, because this man always bragged that he was a descendant of the Chashmonaim, which reminds us this man objected to being called a slave, saying he was actually a descendant of the Chashmonaim. Rav Yehuda then quoted Shmuel, Kol da amar medabes Chashmonai kasina avdahu. Anyone who says I'm from the family of the Chashmonaim is in fact a slave. So once again, the eye doctor who could see in his patient's eyes that he was marrying for money was startled when an irritated patient waiting to be seen called the doctor a slave, to which the doctor called him a slave, because this man always bragged that he was a descendant of the Chashmonaim. All right, so now it's time for four Wabat Chazara. Daf Samach Vav. So the Simmer Daf Samach Vav relates to sewing, and we use a tailor. So here goes. The blind tailor, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Vav, sewing. The blind tailor who didn't react when a single witness told him his wife committed adultery, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the following question, Ishto zin sebe'ed echad, if a single witness tells a man that his wife committed adultery, b'shosek, and the husband is silent, does she become prohibited to her husband? Abai says, Naaman, he's believed, and she's prohibited to him, and Rava says, he's not believed. Havi davish be'erva, it's a matter concerning erva, vein davish be'erva, pachas m'shnaim, and a matter concerning erva cannot be established by fewer than two witnesses. Abai seeks support for his position from an incident involving a blind man. So the blind tailor, who didn't react when a single witness told him his wife committed adultery, couldn't see the king outside at a feast wearing the tzitz, who was getting angry at some sages, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the story of Yanai HaMelech at the Suda celebrating a conquest, and the story of the tzitz, which led to the killing of the Chachamim. So the blind tailor, who didn't react when a single witness told him his wife committed adultery, couldn't see the king outside at a feast wearing the tzitz, who was getting angry at some sages, and didn't know if he was tamei or tahor when he was informed the mikveh he was tovel in was found to be deficient and had less than 40 saw, which reminds us, a braisa discusses a mikveh used under presumption that it contained 40 saw and was later found deficient. Rabbi Tarfon ruled all the tahor was previously prepared based on this mikveh to be tahor by assuming it was full until found deficient. And Rabbi Kiva ruled them tamei. Rabbi Tarfon explained mikveh zeh b'chesk sham hu omid. This mikveh was presumed to be full and should not be ruled deficient earlier out of doubt. Rabbi Kiva responded that the people or kalim, which were tovel in this mikveh, were previously tamei and should not be ruled tahor out of doubt. Rabbi Tarfon continued that it's analogous to a kohen performing avoda who was discovered to be a son of a divorcee or a chalutza, rendering him a chalal and unfit for avoda. That his previously performed avoda is valid. Rabbi Kiva responded that it's analogous to a kohen discovered to be a baal mum whose previous avoda is invalid. Daf Samach Zayin. So this Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. At the No Yer Yichus sizzling barbecue, that must be on Daf Samach Zayin. At the New Year Yichus sizzling barbecue, a son from an effective Kedushin lined up behind his father, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught, Kol makom sheyesh Kedushin ve'ein avera. Anywhere there's an effective Kedushin and there's no transgression in the marriage. Havlad holach achar zachar. The offspring follows the lineage of the male, meaning a Kohen, Levi, or Yisrael. Where the marriage is prohibited, Havlad holach achar pogum. The offspring follows the blemished parent, such as a mamzer. So, at the No Yer Yichus sizzling barbecue, a son from an effective Kedushin lined up behind his father, watched a boy enter the park behind his father who was an Ammoni ger, while his sister walked behind her mother, who was a Mitzri convert, which reminds us, Ravin quoted Rabbi Yochanan, but Umos halich achar zachar, with Gentile nations, follow the male regarding the offspring. Nisgaru halich achar pogum shebishneim, if they converted, follow the blemished one from the two of them. This second statement is explained. A male Ammoni ger who married a female Mitzri gioris, if their child is male, then you cast him after his father, because for a male, the Ammoni parent is a greater blemish because the prohibition to regular Jews remains indefinitely. But if the child is a female, you cast her after her mother, because for a female, the Egyptian parent is a greater blemish because a female Ammoni is permitted to regular Jews. So at the No Yer Yichus sizzling barbecue, a son from an effective Kedushin lined up behind his father, watched a boy enter the park behind his father who was an Ammoni ger, while his sister walked behind her mother, who was a Mitzri convert, while all the Arayas with a Karis liability sat together with an Achuz Isha, since her Kedushin is not effective, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the source that Kedushin is ineffective for prohibitions with a Karis liability, and that all Arayas that have a Karis liability are derived from an Achuz Isha. Daf Samaches, so the Simmer Daf Samaches relates to Schach, and we use a Sukkah. So here goes. The man in a Sukkah, that must be in Daf Samaches, Schach. The man in a Sukkah with the hanging diamond decorations, having an awkward meal with his two wives, one beloved and one hated, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what is the case of Kitienu Ishtei Nashim, Achas Ahuva V'Achas Nuah, if a man has two wives, one beloved and one hated, and if this pasuk indicates that Kedushin is Tofes with Chai V'Lavin. So the man in a sukkah with the hanging diamond decorations, having an awkward meal with his two wives, one beloved and one hated, while his Shivcha stood outside with a donkey, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis taught Kedushin is ineffective for a Shivcha or for a female Gentile, and their children share their status. Rav Huna provides a source that Kedushin is ineffective for a Shivcha. Avram said, Shvu lechem poli mechamor, stay here yourselves with the donkey, with the extraneous mention of the donkey teaching that Eliezer and Evkanani is Am Hadomo Chamor, a nation legally similar to a donkey, which cannot have Kedushin. So the man in a sukkah with the hanging diamond decorations, having an awkward meal with his two wives, one beloved and one hated, while his Shivcha stood outside with a donkey, told his intermarried son that his grandson is a Nachri and not Chayiv in mitzvos, which reminds the Gemara, says we learn from the pasuk Losit Chatembam, you shall not become married with them, that Kedushin is ineffective with a Gentile. Rabbi Yochanan quotes a drasha that the child of a female Gentile is a Gentile. The pasuk says, Ki yasir bincha macharai, for he will turn your son away from me, which teaches bincha, habam Yisraeli screwy bincha. Your son, meaning your grandson who comes from a Jewess, is called your son, meaning a Jew. Ve'ein bincha, habam yino obedes kochabim, screwy bincha el bina. But your son who comes from a female idolater is not called your son, but her son, meaning an idolater. Daf samachtes. So the simon daf samachtes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The men from Yichus chimney sweep services, chimney sweep, that must learn daf samachtes, soot. The men from Yichus chimney sweep services who just finished cleaning the chimney of a mamzer happily married to a shivcha, which reminds us, in the next mission, Rabbi Tarfon says, Yochoin mamzerim litaher. Mamzerim can be purified, meaning that their descendants will not be mamzerim. The mamzer marries a shivcha whose child is a slave and doesn't carry the lineage of mamzeris. Once that slave is freed, his status is like a regular ger. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Hari ze eved mamzer. This child is a slave who is also a mamzer. So the men from Yichus chimney sweep services, who just finished cleaning the chimney of a mamzer happily married to a shevcha, heavily advertised on the road were 10 different categories of Yichus, were ascending from Galus, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, Asar Yuchasim Olam Bavel, 10 categories of Yichus ascended from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara explains that the word alut, ascended, was used to allude to a brisa which states, Shebeis HaMikdash Gavol Mikol Eretz Yisrael, that the base of Mikdash is higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael Gavol Mikol Aratzos, and Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other lands. So the men from Yichus chimney sweep services, who just finished cleaning the chimney of Amamzer, happily married to a Shevcha, heavily advertised on the road were 10 different categories of Yichus, were ascending from Galus, and were families with questionable lineage who maintained their Chazaka di Truma, would picnic. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi said, Gadol Chazaka. The reliability of Chazaka is great, as evidenced from the time of Nehemiah. Three families of Gahanim were unable to produce proof that they were not Chalalim and fit for Avodah in the base of Migdash, so they were dismissed from performing Avodah, and Nehemiah told them that they may not eat Kachim until a Kohen arises to the Urim Batumim, meaning until Mashiach. By only prohibiting Kachim, we infer that he said, Haritem Bechazkaskam. You remain with your prior status, just as the Etruma and Galus, as Kohanim, they may continue to do so, despite their questionable Yichus. There wasn't a concern that this might end up leading to them marrying Kohanim because their status was publicly known as weakened. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which step when the Menachem convert and marry each other, the Yichus goes after the one who is blemished? That's on Daf. Samach Zayin. Good. Number two, which step when about the 10 categories of Yuchsim that came up from Bavel? That's on Daf. Samach Tes. Good. Number three, which stuff do you want about the incident with the man who called Rav Yehuda bar Yecheskel's attendant a slave, and Rav Yehuda called him a slave? That's on Daf. Ayin. Good. Number four, which stuff do you want if someone is sound when they're accused of eating chalav b'shogeg, then the person is believed and the guilty party must bring a chatas? That's on Daf. Samach Hay. Good. Number five, which stuff do you have the source that the children of a man intermarried with a nachris are not Jewish? That's on Daf. Samaches. Good. Number six, which of the one, the one who marries an unfit woman for money will have children who are unfit? That's on Daf. Ayin. Good. Number seven, which of the Malchus regarding who is engaged where a father with two sets of daughters accepted Kedushim with the older one but can't remember whom he was referring to? That's on Daf. Samach Dal. Good. Number eight, which of the one that anyone who claims to be from the house of the Chashman Naim is a slave? That's on Daf. Ayin. Good. Number nine, which of the one that the source that Kedushin is ineffective for a Shivcha is from the Pasuk Shvu Po Imachamor, stay here yourselves with the donkey? That's on Daf. Samaches. Good. And number ten, which of the Malkos of Mamzerim can purify their descendants by marrying a Shivcha? That's on Daf. Samach Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.